Hi there. The word for today is treasure God's word. In John 13, verse 17, Jesus said, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So, reading, receiving, researching, remembering, and reflecting on God's word are all very important things to do, but we must respond to it. And as James says in James 1:22, be doers of the word in order to be blessed. This is the hardest step because Satan will fight you every step of the way on it. You can be so busy going to the next church meeting that you forget to put into practice what you learned in the last one. Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock." God doesn't bless you because you know the truth, but rather because you obey it. "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them," is what Jesus said. You know, we're inclined to avoid personal application because not only is it hard, in some cases it's downright painful. Remember what Jesus said in John 8:32, "The truth will set you free." But first, it may put you through the ringer and make you uncomfortable. God's word reveals our motives, exposes our flaws, rebukes our sin, and demands change. That's why it's good to discuss your personal insights with others. We learn truths from other people that we'd never learn on our own. They're like a mirror. They help us to see and apply what we miss. They hold us accountable. One of the best ways to become a doer of the word is to write down an action plan. First, make it personal, involving you. Then practical, something you can do. And finally, provable with a benchmark or a deadline for having done it. In the words of D.L. Moody, the Bible wasn't given to increase our knowledge, but rather to change our lives. And that's the word for you today.